Hey everyone, this is Courtney back with Courtney's Thoughts. I have to talk about Diddy. Like, what the F is going on with this man? What's crazy to me is that, you know, this lawsuit, especially after the Cassie lawsuit claims from last year, this one from Rodney Jones is crazy to a point where now everything is like, everything is investigated. Diddy left after having his houses being raided. There was a reason why. Okay, so this is a claim that I heard and read was that there was an alcohol company and Diddy was suing this alcohol company. And so in return, the company, I think, either is countersuing or put in an investigation with the FBI or Homeland Security about the situations with Diddy and his private stuff when it comes to his home life or his lifestyle. And so this is why stuff is happening with Diddy. What's mind-boggling is that, for me, the way I'm seeing it is that everything that is being brought to light about his antics, about his, the way how Diddy moves, is that people knew this, right? They've been knowing this for decades now. It's been at least 20, so it'd be like 20 years, 20, almost 30 years about what Diddy does and how he does and how he moves and what he does to other people and stuff like that. There was claims that he records everything when it comes to his home. He records everything. It does not matter what level you are. You could be an intern. You could be a freaking escort. You can be an assistant with somebody, a producer, dancer, singer, model, another celebrity. It does not matter. You could be the most, you could be a CEO, any type of executive to any type of company. You could be a billionaire, multimillionaire. It does not matter. You go to his house, you are going to be recorded, period. And who knows how many NDAs are being signed. I don't think NDAs are being signed like that. And if they are, then the claim of him having everything on camera needs to be... I am surprised, even with that claim, that no one is posting anything else about any celebrity interaction with this man. Especially whether they're doing like during the party or before they get to the party or even after the party. Now there's some stuff that be going on. Like there's been clips from years ago about rappers like French Montana, Meek Mill, other people who will be at his house, at Diddy's house, shirtless in the morning, tired, seems like as if like they are not really as present because of the drug or alcohol use. So you'll see clips like that where Diddy will talk about, hey, look at daddy, blah blah blah, when you see these clips, and they are sus. They're as sus as fuck. They are very questionable. And people are like, what is going on? And so when you hear claims that Diddy is, you know, having sex with men, is basically pimping out men and women and getting involved with sexapades and orgies and stuff, when you see certain clips like these rappers the next morning, it makes sense. It makes sense in terms of what they do, of these claims and how they do it and stuff like that. And what I don't like is that people who knew about Diddy and his behavior, it's like it was just a walking truth. But no one, it didn't matter if you was above him, equal to him, or below him, no one challenged Diddy or no one pushed back on Diddy about his behaviors and about how he how he needs to stop. No one restricted him. No one censored him. Nothing. Because he had money and he had extortion. Like he had enough claims, enough accusations, allegations, or whatever against other people as well. Because when you party with one, you party with all. And then if one person goes down, everybody else will go down too. And there was a lot of people that were on the claim as well with Diddy. Like Prince Harry, Young Miami from City Girls. Some Georgia choir, which is crazy. I guess they hung out and they were singing and stuff like that. Any other person or people, group of people that were on that list, they were there. Usher Raymond, all of that. Now that everything is coming out and everything is being brought up, there are also other people who are not going to be named as, or who are named, but they're not going to say anything because they're waiting for Diddy to like fold. They're waiting for him to fold. They don't know if he's going to talk like that, like he's going to expose everyone because of the fact that he's being brought down. He's going to be the example. Or they're going to wait until maybe he passed away and then no one talks about it and then they can move on. Or he's going to be in jail and he's going to be silenced. Who knows? But they need to fix that. It's too much. It's like it's all this stuff. Like, and you know what else? You know what else pisses me off is the way how people present themselves. Like, the claims of Diddy being gay and his action reflects on it, yet he never comes out, which is fine. Like, if you're not going to come out, don't come out. But, like, at the same time, don't act like you're one way when you are basically another. Like, it's very obvious. And I don't know if it's because of the fact that, you know, we have this weird toxic masculinity when it comes to being sexual, when it comes to being gay, especially in the Black community. We have this weird trope about it, like, you can't be gay like that, or, you know, you're not allowed to be, or you're not allowed to express. So there's a lot of stuff that's been kept hidden, even though everything was in plain sight too. The way how Diddy moves and the way how he speaks and the way how he is with other people, like, it's so weird. Like, it's some form of like insecurity, I think, the way how he interacts or the way how he reacts when he see the person that's next to him who is considered to be his partner interacts with other people who has no intention to be with the partner. You know what I mean? Especially if you're like, if I'm being professional, say for instance, okay, no. Yeah. Say for instance, there is a video clip at the Met Gala years ago when Cassie and Diddy were still together. Andre Leon Talley, may he rest in peace, who, hello, is one of the biggest known fashion contributors, like, ever. And he's gay, by the way. He's talking to Cassie, telling her she looks beautiful. And Diddy, for some reason, looked like he was jealous he didn't get the attention. He was very insecure. And he was hugging his arm behind Cassie. And he was given a look. Like, he is that insecure. There was another clip where it was French Montana and Diddy. They were promoting, I don't know if they were promoting a drink or they were promoting music, some type of collaboration. Diddy and French Montana were promoting something on the Ellen Show years ago. And when Ellen reached out, French reached out as well and grabbed French Montana's hand. Diddy grabbed basically the back of French's like collar or his neck or whatever, because of the fact that he just felt jealous when Ellen grabbed French Montana's hand and kissed his hand. Like, come on. Like, what the f crazy. Like, it's so known. You're not, if you're that insecure, that's crazy. Especially with the amount of power you have, the amount of pull, the amount of leverage you have, and you're like that. Maybe because of the power and having all these connections will give you the insecurity, maybe. Who knows? 'Cause like it's one of those where it's like I could easily be number one, but I could easily be number 100 like within days just because I'm not the pet anymore. So that's what I'm seeing when I'm seeing these clips. No one told him like you got to stop doing that. No one told him. If you know someone who is gay and they continue to go after people who are straight, and these straight people are warning these people, like, don't flirt with me or don't try to come after me. Like, I'm not interested. You're not my preference. So stop trying to challenge that. Stop trying to see if I will smirk or smile when you say something to me or do something to me. Like, people are mad at that. People are mad at that, which is like you're supposed to be mad. Like, if you're gay, you're gay, but don't come for me. Like, I'm not interested in you. And that's what I'm seeing when I see these clips with Diddy. They're all sitting there looking at him like, you know, we say no, but yet you want to challenge. Yet we can't challenge because we're gonna get blacklisted. We're gonna get canceled or whatever, to a point where now we can't get plays on our radio for our songs, for any type of like product. So a lot of people just stay quiet. The only person that ever pushed back on Diddy, it don't matter if it was funny or not, was 50 Cent. 50 Cent don't care about Diddy. Because the way how Diddy is, and the way how Diddy moves, and 50 ain't with that. But you got other rappers who, you know, who are, you know, appear to be straight. They don't, for some reason, they don't say no to Diddy. Because Diddy is the type that will go to you and be like, hey, let's go shopping. You and I go shop. You and I do this and that. I'll pay for your stuff. And then there's some of these people who will probably be like, okay, let's do it. Because they're that desperate to get the money and try to like keep their family afloat. But then they'll do certain acts that they know they cannot. They know they don't do, especially with the same sex. So no one wants that, right? But then some will do it just because. But Diddy did that, was trying to do that with 50, and 50 was like, nah, I ain't with that. So he been clowning 50. He been clowning 50 because of the fact that 50's interactions with his ex, with 50's, Diddy's interaction with 50's ex-girlfriends and mother of of his children. You know? So Diddy is the only one to ever challenge, 50's the only one to ever challenge him about the stuff. There's so many clips that I've seen. There was the most recent clip, I think it's the most recent clip, something. Justin Bieber, who was clearly a victim of Diddy, because everybody's been seeing it. Everybody knows how he, the way how he interacts and stuff, because he's, unfortunately, Bieber was exploited, you know, at 15, 16 years old by Diddy and other people. But there was a recent clip of Bieber meeting with Diddy. Diddy was whispering in his ear, asking if he has a mic. Justin said no. And then Diddy like lightly pats Bieber to check to see if he has a wire and stuff like that. And it's on camera. Like, he's being recorded asking if he has a wire and stuff. Come on now. Like, Diddy's the type, like, if I'm going down, everybody going down. Like, I don't care. And not only that, but Diddy, for the most part, before the Cassie, okay, so after Cassie left him, which was probably, what, 2018, I think, when Cassie left him, between Cassie leaving him and Cassie suing him last year, based on abuse and stuff like that, between that time, Diddy was on this weird ass redemption arc. Like, he was like claiming he's Christian again. He's like, you know, I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for my endeavors, all that stuff, right? My past stuff that got me here and all that. Like, a year ago, I think a year or two ago, he gave his masters, the artist that was working under him in Bad Boy, he gave away their masters. He gave them their masters, which is, like, crazy. All of a sudden, you give them back their credits after keeping them for so long, and they can't make money off of them anymore. So you just give it back to them. So he's in this, like, so-called trying to get good karma, but yet the karma is not being good right now. Like, you're getting raided. You're getting, you know, you're going to be questioned. They're trying to arrest you, dude. And no, you're not, but you're, like, on, you're not, like, you're on camera with other people partying with you, saying that, you know, Diddy cool, like, Diddy's good and stuff like that. Like, Diddy's not that bad. Diddy's not bad. Diddy didn't do this. Diddy is not like that. Like, he has so much VOD, so much video logs about these people. Like, anything can go. He's practically the next Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein. He's practically that. So, yeah, it's so much to a point where I was waiting to just, like, I was just waiting to see if anything else come up, because I was trying to, like, wait until everything was done, which would be years, so this is why I'm talking about it now. We'll see where it happens and see how it goes and see where it will take us, and who knows where, if there was any other revelation, because 2024 is the year where everybody start talking about their grievances. Everyone is exposing people. Everyone is saying, like, this is where I tell my truth and this is where I shine, or whatever is going to be what it is and stuff like that. Like, everything is coming out, and it's only April. We're in the beginning of April. We're not even, like, in the summer. We're not even at Halloween time. This is legit beginning of April, and everything has been coming out, and it's just been crazy. And Diddy, dude, like, Diddy, you're going to be, whew, good luck. Like, holy shit. That's all I have to say, y'all. Thanks.